the latest from podnews.net. After nearly 10 days without any categories in Apple Podcasts, the new categories are now live in the company's apps. Our own podcast listing is correctly in the new Daily News category in the iOS and new macOS versions of the Apple Podcasts app. Meanwhile, Apple Podcasts on the web has upgraded their audio player. It now offers skip forward and backward. She Podcasts Live has unveiled highlighted speakers and details for the event in Atlanta, Georgia, in the US, in early October, including the chance to pitch a show to PRX and two podcast ad agencies. In the UK, podcast listening is almost as popular as listening to digital music tracks, says Music Ally. Digital music tracks in this context, your own MP3s. Music services like Spotify remain rather more popular, though. Libsyn has a new website. This does not change how you create a podcast, adds one of the support team, hopefully. Podchaser has published more information about their ratings and creator credits now appearing within Player FM. Secrets is the theme of the latest podcast listening list from Podcast Brunch Club. Social podcast app Breaker is beta testing on Android. Android Police gets a sneak preview. Scout FM has added support for Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. The app is a podcast radio service with curated playlists. An independent podcast network, Relay FM, is 5 years old, and they're celebrating with some nice t-shirts. And in royalty news, the Queen's granddaughter, Princess Eugenie, is to launch a podcast highlighting modern slavery. In musical royalty, Dolly Parton is doing a podcast with Radiolab's Jad Abumrad. And in podcast royalty, Adam Curry is seemingly launching a brand new podcast, posting a pilot episode to Twitter. In podcasts, coinciding with National Missing Persons Week, the disappearance of Des is the story of Desmond Francis Carr, who disappeared 40 years ago today. There's thought to be only one sighting of him since, until, that is, this podcast uncovered another one. And The Newsworthy was one of the first podcasts to get investment from Podfund. In an interview with the company, Erica Mandy gives advice and detail about how she puts together her podcast, which today sounds like this.
What to know today about President Trump's surprise move in the trade war with China, and why there's so much uncertainty today in Puerto Rico, and a new Orlando theme park in the works. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes.
And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.